Just because one person left you, it does not mean that your life is over. In today's episode, I want to share with you four truths that will help you receive your healing and restoration after a painful breakup. Hi, this is Pastor Graceman. In this episode, you will hear truths that will help you in your relationships, that will transform the way you do relationships, and ultimately transform the way you live life. So lean in and listen. Be satisfied in your relationship with God and with the people in your life. God created us human beings for meaningful relationships. Firstly with Him and then with the people in the world. And the most intimate relationship with another human being would be in the context of marriage between the husband and the wife. And dating, which is a process of finding the life partner, is full of desires, emotions, and expectations. And when there is a breakup, it really hurts. It really pains. And especially if there is sexual immorality involved, or if the breakup happens after a long term of dating, it causes pain all the more. But friend, there are truths in the Bible which will help us be healed, be restored, and move forward with life even though there is a very painful breakup. Now, just to recap a few points from our previous episode, when you go through a breakup, number one, reject condemnation, guilt, and shame, because the devil wants to keep you down. The devil wants to condemn you and shame you, insult you for whatever happened in your relationship, and he wants to keep you down. So reject condemnation, guilt, and shame. Another truth that we learned was this: don't rush into another relationship if you experience a breakup, because you're putting yourself in harm's way. Because when you are bleeding, don't go out dating. Receive healing for you first. And that's why we learned to submit to the process of God's healing and restoration in our lives. So the first thing you want to know about healing and restoration when it comes to life after breakup is this: that it is a process. It's a process. You've got to embrace the process of healing. See, our God is a God of restoration. He is a healer. We read in Zechariah chapter 9 and verse number 12, he says, "Return to me, you prisoners of hope, and I will restore you. I will restore you double for your trouble." Whatever it is that you experienced when it comes to your breakup in the relationship, God knows your pain and God wants to restore you. He's calling out to you saying, "I will restore you, I will heal you, I will restore you double for the trouble." In another verse, in Isaiah 61 and verse number 7, we read that God promises to restore us double for the shame. Friend, God wants to restore you, He wants to heal you. But it all happens when we surrender ourselves to Him. It must happen on the premise of our submission to God's principle. So we've got to come to a point where we say, "Lord, maybe I did this wrong. Maybe I had this wrong all the time. Maybe I pursued this relationship when it was not your will. But whatever it is, Lord, I come back to you. I belong to you. I am your child. Lord, heal me, Lord. Restore me, Lord. Give me a new beginning in my life. Give me a new hope with which I can move forward with my life." Because you see, my friend, God wants to restore you more than you want to be restored and healed. God wants to be your doctor and God wants to restore you. But the first thing is this: you've got to embrace the process. There's a process of healing. And there are many people, you see, who don't want to go through that process of restoration. So they take a shortcut and then they realize they've ended up on the wrong side. In other words, they jump into another relationship already because now they are hurt and they are wounded. They're looking for some other person as a piece of bandage in order to pacify them, in order to comfort them, when God is saying, no, don't fall into the arms of another human being. Come to me. I will restore you truly. I will heal you truly. You see, the people of the world, they will try to numb your pain, but God will heal your pain. See, that's the difference between a relationship with God and a relationship with a human being. If you run to another human being when you've been through a breakup, chances are they will try to numb your pain, and so will you. You just want to feel numb to that pain. But God is offering you a better option. He says, "I want to heal your pain. I want to heal the source of your pain. I want to heal your broken heart. I don't just want to give you a sedative and put you to sleep. I want you to truly be healed." See, God will not cause you to forget your trouble. God will heal you of that situation, of that scar, of that bitterness in your heart, so that even though you remember the past, you will no longer feel the pain of the past. So true restoration lies only in a relationship with God. So here's the first thing we've got to do, my friend. Run back to God and submit to His process of restoration. Surrender yourself to His process of restoration. Come back to God. Come back to God and say, Lord, my life is yours. And whatever I've done, you know what's happened. I want you to heal my heart, Lord. I want you to talk to me. I want you to comfort me. I want you to truly heal me from all the hurts and pains that I've endured from my past relationship. And truth number two is this. Spend time alone with Jesus. Spend time alone with Jesus. And many a times when we are brokenhearted, we are tempted to stay alone and we are tempted to nurse those feelings of loneliness. See, the devil loves it when we stay away from the church, stay away from people, and we go to a corner and we say, nobody understands my pain. I'm the only one going through this. And I want to loathe myself in self-pity and I want to have a pity party. See, the devil loves pity party. In fact, he's the only one who shows up to that party. He wants to, separate you away from the people of God and he wants to prey on you. But friend, what do you do? When you go through a breakup, you feel tempted to go away from people. You feel tempted to, feel very lonely and depressed. But this is the time where you spend time with Jesus alone. Spend time with Jesus alone. Take a day off. Take a week off if possible. Take your Bible. Listen to the messages of the gospel and spend time in the word and say, Lord, I come back to you. I want to spend time with you. Because you see, you're brokenhearted. You want to cry. Friend, nothing wrong in crying. Nothing wrong in crying, but the point is, what's the point in crying alone when you have a Savior who cares for you? Come to Jesus and cry at His feet and say, Lord Jesus, heal me. The scripture says, Psalm 34:18, God is near to those who are brokenhearted. What a precious promise that is. Whenever you're brokenhearted, God makes His presence manifest in such a way that He invites you into the secret place. You see, I say to my church people that God will use the circumstances and the situations in your life to invite you into an intimate relationship with Him. He will use the situation. He's not the author of the situation, but He will use the situation to draw you close to Him. So God is beckoning to you when you are in this time of brokenheartedness. God says, come to me. Let me love you again. Let me restore you. Let me heal you because I know your pain. I know the pain of rejection. Remember, Jesus came to His own and He was rejected of His own. So if you're going through a breakup, whatever it is that caused it, Jesus says, I know what's happened. If you can spend time with me alone, I can restore you. Friend, regardless of how many mistakes you did, God's mercy is always greater. He alone can get into the crevices of your heart and cure your hurt and cleanse you of your bitterness, and He will heal you truly. That's what happened to one lady in the Bible. She had been through 5 broken marriages and Jesus met with her. In fact, He purposely sent His disciples away on the pretext of buying Him some food. And He was waiting alone for this lady to show up at 12 in the noon, Middle Eastern sun. Can you imagine the hot, the humid condition? But Jesus said, I've got to meet with this girl. Why? Because she's been through 5 breakups. And this breakup is even more painful because this is a breakup of a marriage. And Jesus says, only time alone with me, the Savior, can change the life of this girl forever. And that's what happened. She became an evangelist. She truly became whole. And she was healed. She was restored. What happened? She chose to spend time alone with Jesus. If you're going through a breakup, and I very strongly recommend that you take a week off or at least 3 or 4 days in a row, get away to a place where you can spend time with God. Get into that secret place again and say, Lord, I made a mistake. But here I am. Heal me, Lord. Fill me with your love. Satisfy me with your love. I want to come back to that place where you alone are my satisfaction. I don't need another person. I don't need another girl or a boy to fill my heart with joy and satisfaction. You are my creator. You are my lover. And here I am to spend time alone with you. Point number one, embrace God's process of restoration and healing. And number two, spend time alone with Jesus. And that's where you find true healing, my friend. That's where you find true restoration. Point number three, receive godly help. I also want to give it a subtitle. I want to say, surround yourself with good people of God. Have some good fellowship. You see, friendship and fellowship can be one of the best things that happens to us this side of heaven. We read in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, a friend will sharpen the countenance of a friend. In other words, you need good friends. You need good brothers and sisters, elderly brothers and sisters too, who can help us see this in the right light. Everyone needs friends and everyone needs fellowship. See, Moses had friends to help him when his hands were tired, when he was up on the mountain. Come on. David had a band of soldiers to help him in his time of rejection. Jesus had disciples with him. In fact, he had three close friends with whom he shared his secrets with. And friend, we all need friends as well. We need fellowship. And that's why I want to recommend you that you join a good Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church. A church that preaches on the goodness of God. A church that preaches on the finished work of Jesus. A church that magnifies the love of God for you, and a church that will help you grow in the love of God for you. You've got to find a nice fellowship. And during times like these, when you go through a breakup, talking to a good Christian counselor, talking to a good Christian mentor, a friend, a pastor, can mean so much, my friend, can mean so much. You see, as a pastor and as a guide, when it comes to relationships, I've heard a lot of people meeting me, a lot of youngsters meeting up with me to find help. And I've had the privilege of helping them. And I have so many testimonies of people, you know, when they say, I met with you a few months ago, met with you last year. I spoke to you over the phone about this, about my relationship, about a breakup. And thank you for the principles that you shared. My life has changed and I'm healed and I'm restored. And friend, there are so many wonderful leaders who want to help you. So take godly help. Don't start posting your pain to the world on your social media stories and status and reels and shorts. And friend, you cannot receive help from people out in the world. Those friends that you have who are not anchored in the word of God, they don't have the wisdom in order to help you come out of the situation. They don't know what to do. They themselves don't know what to do when it happens in their life, and how can they help you? They will make it worse, you know. They will make it worse. So find a good godly help and find people who can help you, who are in the Lord, who are wise, who know the word. Such an important thing, my friend. But sadly, you know, there are a lot of people who reach out to their friends in the world and they have no clue about what dating is all about, and they get up with all kind of suggestions, you know. They can look at you and say, hey, what's the problem? The girl said, no issues. Her sister is cuter than her. Why don't you go date her? You see friends giving that kind of a suggestion, you know. I've heard people say, You want to drown your worries? Come on, let's go party, let's go drink, and let's go booze. And you want to numb the pain? Then you come with me. And then they start drinking and getting into drugs and all of this stuff. And friend, you know what? Many of these people, they don't know what they're doing. You don't receive advice from them. Okay, it's not going to help you. So point number three, today, if you want to receive God's healing and restoration after a painful breakup, remember to get godly help. Reach out to a Christian friend. Reach out to that pastor. Reach out to somebody who knows the Lord and somebody who's willing to help you. And by all means, if you want to reach out to me, I welcome you to do so. I recommend that you do so. And we are there to pray with you, believe with you. And I'm there as a brother and as a pastor to help you deal with the breakup and the pain in your life. God wants to do something amazing in your life, and I want to help you discover that in your life. Truth number four. When you go through a painful breakup, remember, there's a season to cry, but when it's over, you've got to get up and start pursuing your God-given dream again. Point number four, pursue your God-given dream. You've got to pursue your God-given destiny. This is what God told Samuel. One time, he was brokenhearted when King Saul disappointed God, disobeyed God, ignored the ways of God. And Prophet Samuel, who had anointed him to be the king, was really broken down. He was dejected and he was weeping. And one day God comes to Samuel and says, stop crying. Get up. Fill your horn with oil and go to the house of Jesse and anoint one of his sons as the next king. In other words, God was telling Samuel, listen, Samuel, what's done is done. But I want you to be who I called you to be. You're a prophet. You are somebody who anoints kings. I want you to get up and start doing what I've called you to do. Go, fill your horn with oil. In other words, remember you are anointed. Put your praise back on. Put your worship back on. Put on those worship songs again. Get your identity back onto your mind and say, I am called of the Lord. God has called me for a divine purpose. Friend, even before you were formed in your mother's womb, God had a purpose for you. He's called you. And that purpose was not canceled when you went through a breakup. Yes. Your breakup cannot stop God's destiny in your life. God wants to restore you. He knows what He's got in store. And you might feel like, oh, I missed out on the purpose of God because I was in the relationship and now she broke off with me or he broke off with me. What do I do? Friend, the scripture says, Romans 11:29, the calling and the gifts of God are irrevocable. In other words, God is not going to take back His calling. He's not going to take it back. He's not going to snatch it back. You might fall down several times, but as long as you're running back to God, as long as you surrender yourself to Him and you stay close to Him, your calling is still in effect. Isn't this amazing when you look at how Peter failed Jesus? And Jesus, you know, he once told Peter, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. Not once did Jesus ask for Peter's keys back. You know, he never looks at Peter after he denies Jesus thrice. Never once, you know, Jesus looking at Peter and say, hey, Peter, give me the keys back. Throw the keys back right now. Never once. Why? Because the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. In other words, Jesus said, Peter's going to come back up. He's going to be restored. He's going to be healed. And God is prophesying this over your life. He's saying, this breakup, this pain you're going through is only for a season. So don't let a season of mourning become a lifetime of mourning. Don't let one separation become your identity. Don't let one person who walked away define the rest of your life. Your future is greater than the past. Your future is greater than the pain of the past. Listen, my friend, if one person leaving you means the end of your life, then why are you alive? Why did God wake you up today morning? It's because even though that person left you, the future that God has for you survives. The future that God has planned for you still in effect, and it only takes for you to come back. And all you've got to do is come back to His presence and say, Lord, I want to get up. Help me, Lord. I want to get back up from this pain of mine. I want you to help me. And when you do that, God will help you. God will heal you. God will mold you. And God will encourage you. God will give you a new vision. Just like how we read that Samson's hair began to grow. Friend, when your devotion begins to grow, when your time in the secret place begins to grow, when your relationship and intimacy with God begins to develop all the more, you will get back on your feet, dust yourself off, and you'll be able to move forward with the God-given destiny on your life. And now that you've had a breakup, you see you're left with more time and energy in your day. You don't have to, you know, keep thinking of that girl or that boy, and you don't have to keep texting all night to please that person. You know, you don't have to get up middle of the night and get out of your house to talk to this girl and try to pacify her or talk to this boy and try to calm him down. You don't have to do that. You now have more time and energy on your hands to focus on God's purpose on your life. You have a great mission, my friend. You are here with a calling. God has created you for a purpose. And what if that person left you? It doesn't change anything when it comes to the purpose of God. Yes, you might have delayed the purpose of God. Yes, you might have wasted a few days, some energy, but it's time to get back up again. It's time to get back up again. And now, instead of trying to find another girlfriend or a boyfriend, why don't you get up and walk in the direction of your God-given dream? Why don't you pursue your purpose? Why don't you start preparing for what God has for you in your future? Why don't you start preparing in order to be used by God mightily in the kingdom? Why don't you get that course again? Why don't you join that course again? Why don't you start reading that book again? Why don't you enroll yourself in that training that you really need in order to be all that God wants you to be? We read in Proverbs 24 and verse number 27. This is one of the most important advice when it comes to dating. He says, prepare your outside work. Make yourself fit in the field. And then afterward, build your house. What a profound word of wisdom. God says, go and work outside. Make yourself fit in the field. In other words, discover your field, what your calling is, what your career is. And sharpen your skills, develop yourself in your talents. And then He says, then when you're settled in your career, then when you have discovered your calling, when you know what I've called you to do, and you're starting in that direction, and you're there, you are in that flow of God's divine wisdom and supply and provision. And now you start building your house. In other words, until you are established in your calling, until you know what God has called you to do, don't get into another relationship. That's what God is saying. So friend, if you've been through a painful breakup, learn that today, and there's a process of healing that's available. It's God's process. Submit to Him. Surrender to His ways. Point number two. Spend time alone with Jesus. It's okay to cry, but why cry alone when you have Jesus waiting for you at the well? Get to Him. Cry out to Him. He will heal you. And truth number three is this: receive godly help. Speak to a godly counselor. Meet your pastor. Reach out to a Christian brother or a sister who can help you with the wisdom of God. Point number four, one of the most important things is this: get up, dust yourself off, and pursue God-given dream on your life. Your life is not over just because one person left you. Get a hold of God and His word and His principle. Receive the Holy Spirit help and start moving forward in the direction of your destiny. God is with you. He will restore you. He will heal you. In fact, He will restore you to be better off than before. And He will help you do everything that He's called you to do in His due time. I pray that this helps you. And I hope that this will help you receive your healing and restoration from God. And if you know anybody who's been through a painful breakup, I very strongly recommend and I suggest that you pass this teaching around and let them also receive God's divine help in this issue. So remember, God loves you. God will restore you. God will heal you. And God will use your pain for His glory if only you will surrender to Him with all your heart. Wow, that was a profound teaching. I'm sure that you were blessed as much as I was blessed teaching you these truths. Make sure to share these podcasts with your families, friends, and enemies. They need the gospel too. Until then, remember that God loves you and He wants you to have a full, satisfied life.